is Free Talk Live, and we are launching into the third hour of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. And that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gart.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Start things out here this hour by talking to Stephen in Oregon. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Garden Mark.
Hello, man.
Stephen.
Hey, you brought up a little bit about the immigration thing, and it's not on my mind too much anymore because there's so much going on, but it is an important issue. I remember blogging back a long time ago about it came out to culture so quickly. And
you can't out what culture? I'm sorry.
You cannot mix two cultures that quick. You cannot just come over the border in such, you know, millions and millions and stuff. And if you do that, you're going to have a problem.
But they are coming over the borders in millions and millions.
I know, but that's the point. So you cannot, it's not that we're against, that I'm against immigration, because I think, you know, melting pot is a really good thing.
Okay.
At the same time, you've got to be careful when you get too much. If you look at chemistry classes, for instance, you put too much of something into something, it blows up and your hair is all burned.
I have a slightly different opinion than you do on it. It's not chemistry. These are human beings with incentives to get along, and that's why markets have existed despite governments, even before governments, since men interacted with other men who could do things better than they could, and they had a differentiation of labor. And the key thing for me to acknowledge in this is that even if you don't get cultural assimilation, for example, in Boston, they have a huge Chinatown, okay? A lot of the people in that Chinatown don't speak English at all, at all. San Francisco, the same thing, a huge Chinatown population there. But they get along through markets, even though they can't speak that well with other people. And the reason is because markets make the bridges between individuals. Now, the more you can communicate with each other, the better it gets. And, of course, the education
system. They have the incentive to learn.
Exactly. You have an incentive to learn. So the second generation knows English very well. They stand on the backs of their parents. They do even better than their parents.
The third generation can't even speak the foreign language anymore.
In many cases. But the key thing, and I don't want to be, you know, slamming too hard on the differences here between us on the phone and on the show. But
you're fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I just in a soft way, I would just try to say, I think the problems that many people see with the lack of cultural assimilation come from the mix of that with government in toto. So, for example, if you didn't have government support systems like welfare, Medicaid, Medicare, government school systems where you had immigrants having to get
housing
English
projects
as a second language, housing projects.
Housing projects are a huge one because these people are stuck in little communities.
Precisely.
Together, and therefore they don't have to learn different languages. They don't have to assimilate different cultures. It's, in fact, these government programs that the government is the problem with immigration. It isn't the solution.
Right. So in other words, I wouldn't say cultural assimilation so much as cultural integration. They become integrated with the whole. They're not diffused in a way, but they end up becoming a part of a larger culture, a larger society, you know. And when government gets in there, the problems that people see are, well, you know, for example, in Merrimack, New Hampshire, there was a pond or a lake where people were swimming. And they were going to post signs in Spanish, and people didn't want that. That's our town, and we should be able to do what we want in our town. It's like, well, sorry, if those people are living there and they've moved there and they're getting their taxes expropriated from them, then they should have a sign that they can read, too. It becomes very frustrating because you've got government in the mix.
Okay, so then let's go on to the next thing here, then. It seems like we're living on a lie because, see, they will not admit the North American Union, which they've done to Europe, and they want in Asia and all this kind of stuff. And so maybe that's the whole point of this whole thing, is that the government lies are so bad that you cannot build a foundation on lies that will crumble. Does that make sense?
Well, I'm not sure what you're referencing. What whole thing are you talking about?
Well, come on, they love the North American Union.
Who's
you know,
they?
Want the way they have the, you know, the European Union and stuff. You know the New World Order. And anybody who
I don't know them. Who is it that loves the North American Union? You mean the government?
Well, no, if there's someone who does, I mean, if you don't believe that there is an elite group of people that want to control the world, then probably I should hang up because it's very obvious there is.
Well, even if there isn't, let's say that you're opposed to the North American Free Trade Association, NAFTA, GATT, the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade. Okay, let's say you're against those. Are you worried that the American culture, because that seems to be a pretty important thing to you, that the American culture is being intentionally subverted by these types of agreements, these international agreements,
I'm not positive, but yes, I do kind of think that, because I think we could have been a really good country that could have been an example to people, that could have said, oh, bring in your visas, we're going to, you know, they should have... Mexicans have visas in 30 days.
Well, see, this is you're much more nationalistic than we are. Like, you're using the term
he's
we.
No, much less, though, than a lot of people. He says Mexicans should be able to get visas in 30 days. I agree they should be able to come here and work. Absolutely. If they're willing to work, they shouldn't get any free rides, though.
Well, and as far as there being a group of elites that would like to control the world, clearly there are people that want to control people. I mean,
people want to control borders, like you.
Right.
You're not.
I don't
want to. But
no,
you want to control the world.
Them. I want to do the right thing.
What is the right thing?
You know that I supported the black people, you know, because of stuff. I really worked and won everything. And then when that came in, I mean, all this stuff, all these things that helped the black people out for the decades since the 60s, 70s, it's all gone. The black people are shuffling because I'm trying to keep the whole picture. You know, right? I don't want to control or secure. I'm just want to do the right thing.
Okay. What is the right thing for you?
You know, number one, we could have is what I just mentioned. We could have had visas come in. You know, in 30 days, like I mentioned, get that. Why, they could have done that. They don't do it because they want the North American Union so they can control things.
I see what you're saying.
We're living our lives.
I want to hear more.
Control that a little bit, and then if we would have been something, then we could have put a little bit of pressure on Mexico, for instance. You know, through political matters, saying, hey, we're doing it. You guys need to do it, too. This could have worked out. This could have worked out. And you do need to control your borders. You know, for instance.
Do you?
You know.
That's the right thing to do?
I'll hang up right after this. But this is an important point. Do you know, I looked this up. I like search engines. They're so cool. It's so creative. But I go, how many Muslims live in Mexico? And I typed it in. There's 500,000 Muslims in Mexico. Now, I'm fine with Muslims, I'm fine with Mexicans, I have no racial thing about me. But I do know that as we keep on attacking other countries, you know, their Muslims are going to get a call from their brother over there, and who knows, and they can just cross the border. So all this airplane stuff that they do at the airports and all this other bombing and stuff, but our border is wide open in the south.
Okay, so what I just heard from you is something I agreed with. There was a little nugget of something I agreed with in there, and that was that if the U.S. government continues to attack other countries, that it increases the likelihood of terrorist strikes here. That much is true. So it sounds like we would agree on ending the military adventurism. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Well, then, in that case, then why would you, if let's say the military adventurism came to an end and that was all over and done with, you would still support border controls?
Oh, just not really. I don't know if you would want to call it control.
What would you call it?
I don't know a word for it, but it does need to be watched a little bit. It has to be. Yeah, no, that's a good one. I will be thinking about this and give you a call back. You have good points, and I appreciate them.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight.
I understand the reticence. I absolutely do. I'm kind of – it seems like a bad idea. Like, you hear about this drug-resistant tuberculosis. You know that tuberculosis is – there's a lot more cases in Mexico than there are over here. It seems like a really great idea to quarantine people with tuberculosis out of the country. However, the conclusion I've come to is that – what it would take to find out if somebody has tuberculosis when they come over, the people with TB, they're not going to they're going to sneak across the borders. They're going to come across in other ways. Even if you just if the only goal of the customs and INS people is just to keep people with drug resistant tuberculosis out of the country, they're going to fail at that too.
Yeah.
They can't do anything properly because they're not incentivized properly.
They can't. It doesn't matter if they are even incentivized properly. There's just no way to control that kind of an area. I mean, you're talking about a tremendously large area. Anything they do will just turn into a bureaucratic boondoggle. They can't keep drugs out of their prisons. They can't keep underwear bombs out of their planes. And they sure as hell can't keep people from crossing the border. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carostove. Carostove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. Carostove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
This is Tom from HempUSA.org, and I'm here to thank the listeners who have purchased our products over the last 3 years. We all know these products have made their lives healthier and safer. At HempUSA.org, we have constantly strived to bring new products to the forefront. Why use chemically laden products that can be absorbed into the skin and cause disease? Why have 10 products when you only need one? And why waste your money on products that don't work? If you ask yourself these questions and want to know more about new innovative products, please call HempUSA.org at 908-691-2608. From our non-food items to our storable and daily foods, it's quality that counts for the health and welfare of our customers. Again, I thank you all for sharing in our success and by joining as affiliates and being a part of the hemp revolution. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of the program. And by the way, the Shrine is brought to you by Manchester Brewing, where they realize that you have many beer choices, but does your beer make you bulletproof and invisible? We don't think so. ManchesterBrewing.com. We continue here with your phone calls about what you want. It's Scott in Massachusetts. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. How
What's
are you?
On your mind tonight, Scott?
How are you?
Just super.
I'd like to say that in regard to the terrorist incident in Detroit, you know, the chickens have come home to roost. That means that when the U.S. is in every country in the Middle East, Iraq, Pakistan, Afghanistan, soon war with Iran. Let's make no mistake about it. That's the next game plan, is to go into Iran. And you've got a billion Muslims over there. And what's going to happen is that we are bringing trouble home to the United States. It's not a question of are we going to have more 9/11s. Just as sure as I'm talking to you, we are going to have more 9/11s.
Well, the alleged terrorist has claimed that there are more where he came from that are planning on doing more. And this is one of the things you're absolutely right about, yes. Scott, is that the military adventurism over in other countries, killing adventurism makes it sound like fun, the military killing other people over in other countries is definitely angering a lot of folks. And you start eliminating people's family members and their friends. Eventually, you eliminate anything that they have to live for, and they're going to go ahead and they'll kill themselves in order to make a statement.
That's exactly it. And, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier in the program. I made the point of, look, for those people who think that we're in some sort of so-called war on terror, which, of course, Congress never declared war, which means that there is no war, as anybody can tell. It's a military operation, a series of military operations in an unconstitutional, illegal fashion that are killing innocent people under the auspices of the war on terror. But the thing that gets me about it is you've got further government intervention of the United States in there, which only plays into the hands of recruiting more people to attack the United States. But they're not going to do, you ask a conservative, what's the end game here? For the radical Islamists, well, they want to bring down the U.S. What do you mean by that? You're not even thinking about your own phrasing. What do you mean, bring down? They want to destroy us. I see. You're saying the same thing in a different terminology. Tell me what that means. Does that mean they're going to eliminate the so-called land of the free United States, destroy the government, destroy all the different state governments, and all the society that the governments
No, God, they're going to take
protect.
Over and turn the system into Sharia law.
Yeah, that's what they think. And so I've made the point before. Look, and I don't want to take up all your time here as you called in, but what gets me is when you actually ask them this question, they can't answer you because they give you that answer that Ian just gave. Well, they're going to try to take over America with Sharia law. They're going to convert all people to Islam.
Going to force everyone to wear burqas.
Yeah. Well, killing innocent Americans doesn't really help the cause of recruiting people over to Sharia law, does it? So the point is that their attacks on Americans are a result of their reaction to interventionism in the Middle East and work in the Middle East, paying off the Israelis, the Palestinians, the Egyptians, and all the other various people in the Hatfield and McCoy battles that have nothing to do with me and Ian and Mark in stinking New Hampshire.
You know what's going to happen? What's going to happen is that, as you know, there's nuclear weapons in Pakistan.
Yeah.
Now, these terrorists are going to get their hands on, mark my words, it may be a year, it may be 2 years, they're going to get a hold of nuclear weapons from Pakistan. And they're ruthless, and they're going to take these weapons, and they're going to unleash them on the United States. And people who laugh at them, call them towel heads, whatever. Let me tell you something. Osama bin Laden, a so-called towel head who's living in a cave somewhere, that's if he's alive, I do believe he's alive. He didn't do a bad job for a towel head who brought down our economy. Make no mistake, he had an instrumental role in destroying our economy, bankrupting our nation over $3 trillion in Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and counting. Has the whole Muslim world hate our guts? And I'll tell you, you may, well, what's the solution? One of the solutions to this is because of the aid we give to Israel. Is Israel the whole problem? No. But it is a major thorn in the side of the Muslim world, and they are infuriated that we give aid to Israel, and they use this blood money to massacre innocent and helpless Palestinians, which they do. And it's a lopsided, it's a one-way street. And what we've done is we've – and another thing I want to say,
By the way, Scott, foreign aid goes to dictators and despots all around the world, not just in that particular area.
But he's right. It does matter to those Muslim people a great deal.
Oh, no, I agree.
The radicals do care. He's
right
about that.
All foreign aid needs to stop. Not just Israel, but any money that is being handed out to by the government to other people around the world. It's not going to people. It's not feeding poor people or anything like that. It's going to enrich bureaucrats. It's going to empower the very people that are doing the oppressing in many of these places. So you're right about what you're saying, but it's also a much larger problem than just Israel. It's a multi-billion-dollar problem that involves a lot of countries around the world.
You know, I want to leave you with a thought.
And it's not we, Scott. It's them.
It's the old cliche, and it's so true in life. What goes around comes around. And when you if you're rotten to your neighbor, he's going to throw it right back at you. And what's happening is that what I am afraid of, and every American should be afraid of, is that one day there's going to be another 9/11, but the only difference is it's going to be 100 times greater in magnitude than what happened on September 11th. And it's going to happen if we continue to meddle in the Middle East and infuriate these. And the next thing I'm worried about is we're going to be involved in a war with Iran because we're trying to get involved in their elections. And we have our finger in every pie. And the question is simple that I want, maybe you could answer it tonight. When is this involvement, when's this madness going to stop?
Thanks for the call tonight, Scott. I appreciate hearing from you. As far as when it's going to stop, again, correcting your language, it's not we, it's them. I have nothing to do with this. I won't support it. I won't pay for it. I will not be involved, and I will not be associated with it. But as far as ending it is concerned, I think we're right back to the answer with the TSA. How do you stop the TSA? I don't think there's much you can do. How do you stop these people from warmongering around the world? Don't think you can. Republicans aren't going to stop it. The Democrats aren't going to stop it.
I mean, it's so funny. You talk to people who believe in peace, these peacenickers out there, and they really believe that you know, electing a Democrat's a really good idea.
Obama's going to stop it. Just give him another 12 years.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
sure.
He said he was going to get us out of Iraq.
It'll be the UN.
He set as a goal that, like, the day he leaves office on the first term, if he doesn't get elected the second time. So, I mean, he's a very tricky political move. The Democrats want nothing to do with peace. They want to jam socialized medicine down our throats, but where's the peace?
You know, that's an excellent point. Over at the Liberty Conspiracy, one of our forum participants mentioned that he got into a left-wing blog forum in order to try to recruit some people to the libertarian cause, and he tried to appeal to them on the anti-war sentiment. He said they were much more interested in instituting socialism and fascism and health care and bringing down American businesses
and ending the war
than they were in any wars.
800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I do see one way out. It's not an easy path. We'll tell you about it coming up. Free Talk Live.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your garden in a can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The
Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. If you dial in toll-free, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free on the site, so enjoy those on us. Features including the updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking tonight about some very frustrating situations. We talked about the TSA and how they just keep getting more intrusive and more oppressive, and what do you do about it? Somebody suggested boycotting the boycotting air travel. That's just going to, in my opinion, put the airlines out of business, and the TSA is still going to have big budgets, and it's not going to do anything to them. How do you get rid of them? Well, also we were talking about just a moment ago, Scott in Massachusetts asked the question of, well, how do you end this problem of warmongering, of the government going around the world and killing people, angering people, and causing blowback and terrorist attacks to happen here? And,
It's not like the government's going around the world killing people that are less likely to do something. They're not going after the Tibetans, who are people who largely believe in peace. They're going after these some of the most radical, religious people on the planet. My friend visited Afghanistan back in the 70s, and he said, oh, no wonder the Russians couldn't win there. These people play like death polo with a goat's head. these are not the people that you want to kill their families and upset them.
Right. So the question is, how do you stop the warmongering? And as Garden, you guys pointed out, it's not the Democrats that are going to stop it. The Republicans sure as hell aren't going to do it. So how do you do it? Well, okay, here's my proposal. Same one as it always is. We always have new
listeners. At least we have one.
Yeah, this is it. I think that, and if you've got a better idea, I'd love to hear about it. Please, at 800-259-9231, you get people that love liberty together in the same place, and you declare independence, and you get the hell out of the United States federal government.
That's the only way.
That's the only way. Then you're not sending your money to be part of bombing and killing people around the world. That you have no connection whatsoever to it anymore. You become an independent plot of land or country or whatever the heck you want to call it, completely separate from the United States.
I got to tell you, Ian, I think it's going to take a while. I think there's going to be a phase for some of these people who are going to the tea parties and so on, not the folks
who are... Oh, it's not easy.
Exactly. I think it'll be there'll be one more phase where they give it a shot on the federal level. And they try to bring about change and they, you know, get vengeance in the ballot box and things like that. And then when that fails, hopefully they will have their ears open.
Well, all along there are going to be people that are going to be waking up. And if we can give them this message that there is a possibility, that it's not an easy route, but it is simple. It's a simple concept. Get people that love liberty together, same place, and get the hell out of the United States. Very simple. It's just a matter of getting it to happen. That's the tricky part. Luckily, we've got the Free State Project, which, by the way, isn't officially a secessionist organization, but the Free State Project is dedicated to bringing liberty-oriented people all to the same place, and that's where the Free State Project mission ends, bringing people that believe in the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and property, which means that people like you and I, Gard, are included, that don't want anything to do with a coercive government. Exactly. Bringing people that love freedom together to the same place, that's what the Free State Project is about. You can learn more and get signed up, because the sooner you can get here to New Hampshire, the sooner we can get the hell out of the United States.
Well, I don't know that I am for secession of the state of New Hampshire, and honestly, secession of all states, but I think that there are still interim steps that states can take by declaring, you know, sort of autonomy from the federal government. Look, we don't need, because states are autonomous.
Call it whatever entities. You want, man.
Whatever. I'm just saying that they can do such things.
As long as I'm not sending my money to kill people, that's step one.
The solutions that the Free State Project offer, coming here and working for liberty, it's not an easy solution, as you'd said, but there is no other solution to what's going on with
the federal government. Right,
please call in and tell me one.
I'd love
to hear it.
I would.
I would, I was just down in Florida and enjoying the nice warm weather, and I would love to hear something that didn't include ice and snow, but I don't think it's out there, and that's why I came here, and that's why I'm willing to deal with this.
That's a great point, especially when you look at the size of New Hampshire geographically, you look at the size population-wise. Do you think you're going to get more bang for your time buck, more bang for your physical buck, putting it into trying to change things on a national level with all the other people and all the other states and all the disparate interests and conflicts that they have? Or do you think that by getting together with people where geographically you can hook up with people, meet them, talk to them in person, get help from their various organizations, have fun with them, and start thinking about ways to change things, whether you want to run for office or cause a little bit of a change on your local level, this is the place to do it. And
absolutely.
You can. It's not like you're trying to change the Senate or something like that.
You want to talk about impossible.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you've actually spent time here in New Hampshire recently and visited and met some of these activists, you know that there are some amazing possibilities that are coming to fruition here. We just had Bill from Kentucky, one of our callers, visiting here in Keene over the past few days. And he is about ready to leave and go back to Kentucky for a little while he wraps everything up and saves some money to move up here. He is so jazzed up. He says this was way better than he even expected
awesome.
It to be.
That's
and
cool.
When you come up here during the middle of the year, during the middle of the winter, there's not the most stuff happening right now necessarily.
Right.
But on Christmas Eve... Christmas Day. On Christmas Day, there was a party going on here in Keene, and it was at that party that they decided to go drive a half an hour out to the jail and Christmas carol outside of the jail, outside the back door by the gym where you can hear through the door, and people that were in the gym, which they've got like 70 people or 30 people in the gym. They call it the multi-purpose room, because if you call it a gym, it's illegal to keep people there, but if you rename it to the multi-purpose room, that's completely legal. But anyway, they went and just on the drop of a hat, called up the Pork 411 phone number, which is an informational number that allows you to distribute a message to hundreds of recipients. They called that up. 10 people came out on Christmas Day with an hour's notice or a 2 hours' notice, went out to the jail on Christmas Day when most people would not want to go anywhere. They just want to spend the day with their family. These folks took the time out of their Christmas Day, went out and caroled by the jail, and that just really blew him away. Plus, he hung out with lots of the Keniacs here in the area. We came out to Social Sundays yesterday, played some Monopoly, and had a good old time.
And I got to tell you, when I mentioned FreeKeen.com over at Liberty Conspiracy,
LibertyConspiracy.com, that's your blog site, by the way. There's audio, podcasts, and all kinds of stuff there.
That's
forum.
Right. Yeah, we try to put out a lot of stuff, but when I mention you guys, I really mean it. You can see some real neat ideas that come out of the freedom movement, particularly here in Keene. It's great.
So let's go to your phone calls. That's the solution. And again, I'd love to hear a better one if there's one out there as far as how things are supposed to change. Let's continue with Linda listening in Indiana. Linda, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gard and Mark.
Yes, good evening.
Hi, Linda.
Tell me what you know about the biomass incinerators. A company called Liberty Green are starting up here to be an electric company, they say, to burn trash, lumber, corn. 30 to 40 of them supposed to be starting up in the USA. They use a large amount of water and dump a lot of chemicals into the water supply and streams. And I just didn't know if you had any information on.
I have not heard anything about that. You're saying they're going to burn trash for energy?
That's what they say, and trees and corn. And
doesn't sound like it'd be too
And I've been
efficient.
Told by a person who was over the electric department recently. He said he didn't think they would get much electric out of it.
Doesn't sound like it.
So
sounds like they get some heat.
Must be another goal.
Yeah, I can see. I just did some Googling on this, and I can see that there's some dispute in your area about Liberty Green and the biomass incinerators, and even Senator Evan Bayh has weighed in on this. And I don't know. This is clearly being politicized. What I would do is look into whether or not these people are trying to get political strings pulled to be in this area, and what sort of impediments are being put in their way to perhaps extract money from them before they're allowed to do what they want to do. And then, of course, you can compare and see what the environmental impact could be.
Linda, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And we're going to get Gard over there at starpage.com for that Google stuff.
Yes,
we're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Even in these remaining moments, toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. And that is amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. That simple. They have dozens of categories in which you can shop. Plus, you can even buy used items if you need to through Amazon. Amazon's great, man. They've got free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of their brand new items. Head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done.
You know, I was waiting for a friend who was in the post office today, and I was had my Totosex that sit conveniently in the sort of it's a cubby hole near the glove box, but I had them in my hands, and you know, I was thinking about it. All these states, many states have laws against brass knuckles, and so many people would spend so much money for brass knuckles. But a two-pack of Totosex is far more useful than a pair of brass knuckles because you can walk around with them. You could hang them off your pocket. They're just they're grocery bag handle.
Right.
But in fact, these things, I think they can handle 400 pounds of something hanging on them. So I can only imagine
more than you can hold.
Yeah, they're made out of recycled engine parts. They're extremely strong, and they're probably as strong as any brass knuckles out there. And the people that like to have these kinds of things on them for whatever reason, brass knuckles, protection or whatever, Totosex, you can get a six pack for $12. Where are you going to get brass knuckles for $12? I don't know precisely what the price is, but I know that it's relatively inexpensive. Maybe it's $12 for two. I can't remember off the top of my head.
I can tell you, I wouldn't want to get cracked in the head with one of those things.
It's good night, Gracie. Once that happens,
plus make it really easy to bring groceries back in from the car.
That's why I have them. So if you go to totosac.com, like I am now, just to find out what the pricing is on the six packs versus the two packs.
TOTASAK.com.
Yeah, you can go get I recommend getting a family pack because it's significantly more cost effective to get the family pack, and you can give a couple away to people that you know and love. A two pack is $12.99. A family pack is $16.95, and you can go over there at Totasack, TOTASAK.com, and get a pair.
All right, toll-free number 800-259-9231. We've been talking about secession here on the show quite a bit tonight as a what I think is probably the most viable solution to or declaring independence if you want to be more positive. But the most viable solution to all of the depravity and the atrocities of the federal government. And no one has bothered to suggest a better one, but here's another reason to do it. The Obama administration's decision to cover an unlimited amount of losses at the mortgage finance giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac over the next 3 years stirred controversy over the holiday. This story, according to the Wall Street Journal, the Treasury announced on Thursday that it was removing the caps that limited the amount of available capital to the companies to $200 billion each. So the $200 billion caps, they're gone.
Gone.
Now it's open season, and the federal government can just step in and bail out as much as Freddie Mae and whatever the hell they are, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, wants.
And, of course, those were created, as we've said before, just like FDR started to push the airports. They were created by open-ended interpretations of the Interstate Commerce Clause. Well, you see, we need Fannie Mae and we need Freddie Mac. Fannie Mae was started by FDR's administration, or during FDR's administration. Freddie Mac was started in the 1960s. Fannie Mae buys up these packaged mortgage securities put out by the banks. And I hear from so many people, there weren't enough regulations on the banks, see? It's runaway free markets. That's what caused this. Like, no, you're a pinhead. Shut up. I'm so sick of hearing this nonsense from you and Michael Moore and all the other numbskulls out there who don't understand
anything free market about the banking system.
Exactly. There were a few of us in, like, 2002 who were talking about how the government was pursuing a runaway inflation policy that was going to cause all sorts of problems. And guess what happened? Yeah, amazingly, when interest rates went down near zero, a bunch of people who shouldn't have gotten housing loans started to get loans called adjustable rate mortgages, which could adjust upwards when the Fed raised rates. In addition to that, they had this crazy, wacky thing called redlining, which the government used to force banks that wanted to merge to have to hand out loans to people in the inner cities who shouldn't have gotten loans. And I draw the example of Chaumont Bank and Bank of New England in the late 90s, mid-90s. The Clinton administration was pressuring those guys to give out loans to people in, like, Roxbury and South Boston who couldn't afford house loans. Then you had the Bush administration. I want to have the Home Ownership Society. Yeah. And, of course, a bunch of people got houses. And then what happens? Then the banks sell off these very risky loans that they've handed out because the banks get the money cheap. So they lend out the money very inexpensively when they should lend it out higher. And, of course, they've been pressured by the government to do this in proportions that do not reflect the real risks that they should be taking. And then Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac create consumers for their bad debt. Then the loans all go defunct as people start to default on their mortgages. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are left with a bunch of what they called toxic assets, which were not assets at all. They were in the red. And now the government bails them out, as they always promised they would at the very inception of them during the 30s and the 60s. So again, the numbskull, I'm telling you, I'm so ripped tonight. I'm so angry. It's like these idiots out there who claim that the free market failed. It's like, what free market are you talking about?
Yeah. In this case, it's not just the government bailing out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. It's you and I. It's everybody in this country that's bailing them out through the process of inflation, through the process of the Federal Reserve just creating money from thin air and sending it in however many billions of dollars they're demanding to these essentially semi-government agencies, right? Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac?
Absolutely.
So they print out all this money. In many cases, it's not actually being printed. It's just incrementing zeros in a machine somewhere. But the effect is the same. They're adding money to the money supply. That's inflation. That is essentially stealing value right out of your pocket. So even if you don't pay income tax, even if you do everything you can to avoid sending your money to the federal government, as long as you're still using the Federal Reserve notes, you are bailing out involuntarily these companies. You are bailing out Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. You're bailing out GM. You're bailing out all these other Bank of America.
And, you know, there's something else that can be learned here very quickly, which is that people are in 2002, one of the major reasons that they pursued this inflationary policy to devalue and destroy the buying power of each dollar that we have in our pockets, to throw more dollars out into the bidding game of us bidding on the products that are out there to make each dollar less powerful in the bidding game because there are more out there. In 2002, one of the major reasons they did that was because American manufacturers were complaining that there was a so-called trade deficit with foreign countries. That, in other words, the dollar was fairly strong relative to the other currencies. Although it's been devalued at least 2% every year since the creation of the Federal Reserve, it was still less devalued than other currencies at the time. So Americans had a stronger dollar, and they were using this strong dollar to buy foreign goods. They could get more of these things. That's good. You get more for your money. That's a good thing. And foreigners were buying fewer American products, so these American manufacturers who had sway in Washington said, you better do something about this. So Washington pressured the Fed, and the Fed lowered interest rates, making the dollar less valuable. So what happened? We started to see fewer foreign goods being bought by Americans, right?
Okay.
Right. Well, when those dollars go overseas, those dollars come back. It's called the balance of payments. They never talk about this. They always say that there's a trade imbalance, right? What they don't say is what we purchase in goods sends money over to those countries. They don't magically transfer into some other type of currency. They're still dollars, and they come back here in the form of investments. When they come back here in the form of investments, that's good.
Creating new jobs, new business.
Exactly.
Let's go to Dan in Alabama. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live in these remaining moments. Go ahead.
Well, it's actually Van, but yeah, Ian.
It's
how y'all tonight?
Van.
Yes.
Oh, Van. Hey, Van, go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay, long time listener. First time I caught you. Had a handicapped drug dealer. Five cops broke in his house. And his wife had a tape recorder. Do you remember that?
Yes, Eugene Seiler, the case, I think it was in Tennessee?
Yeah, well, y'all were in Florida back then.
Yeah.
And since I've been listening to you, started out.
Man, I got to tell you, you got about 30 seconds here before we're done with the show, so go quick.
Okay, secession, be careful. Winston County, Alabama, tried it during the Civil War. Now, 70% of the county is a national forest. And if y'all lose, you'll end up, you have to be 70%.
Well, hey, I understand it's not an easy road, but it's one worth traveling, I think. Thanks for the call. We're out of time. Ben Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.